Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Gina Bennett, a coach for the Kyoto Speech Team, along with some of its members, about their upcoming district competition this Saturday.
Can we start with your name, grade, and how long you've been a part of the speech team here at Kyoto?
My name is Nicole Clarahan. I am in 12th grade, or a senior, and I've been doing speech ever since I started high school, so for 4 years.
My name is Aiden Conrad. I'm in 12th grade. I'm a senior, and I've been in speech since 9th grade, so ever since I've been in high school.
So both of you have been a part of the speech team for most of your high school careers. What drew you to that activity? What made you want to be a part of the team?
What initially drew me was my brother's class. He's 2 years older than me, and his class and his group that he was always in were just like really good and really entertaining to watch. So I was very inspired by my brother.
Kind of with hers, I have three other siblings and they all did speech. And also before speech, we also have a drama department, which is more like plays and stuff. And I did the play first and I liked that, so I decided to do speech too.
And there are some competitions coming up this month. What has the team been doing to prepare for those?
We really just do a lot of practices. We do line readings where like we all just read our lines, we bounce off of each other. We call it like line bashes. My group is called a one-act play, and so we have to memorize all of our lines. So ours has been a lot of reading the lines, trying to go through the script without looking at them.
I'd say there's a lot of practicing every couple of days. Along with like line memorization or reading the script, there's also blocking, which is, we do actually have like blocks that you move around to kind of like set the scene. Some of them, they just stay there the whole time, but other times you also have to move them around, like set up a different scene. There's a lot of practicing with that and memorizing where you have to be and where everything needs to go.
So they're just serving as props, essentially?
Yeah.
When you do these actual events, are there real props involved or are there blocks? Do you have those?
Depending on the event that you're in, yes. Because with a one-act play, you can have, like, costumes and props and everything. But if there's another memorization one called, like, an ensemble acting, and that one you can't have any costumes or props or anything. So it depends on which event you're in.
And Coach Bennett, Kyoto's hosting the district large group speech competition this year. Can you take me through some of the planning and what kind of preparation goes into hosting an event like this?
There is a lot of planning, and it takes a village in order to do something like this. We get guidance from the Iowa High School Speech Association state office, and then Michael and I take that, bring it back, and we have a booster club that helps us in the planning. Anything from bus parking to meals to greeting the judges, refreshments, all of that goes into the speech contest, not to mention rehearsal time and scheduling.
And with the event itself, Nicole and Aiden, you kind of touched on the fact that there are multiple events within this large group competition. Can you take me through some of those different kinds of events that take place?
So it's like one act, which is more like a play, but just like one act. There's also choral readings, which is usually 15 minutes, but it's people say the words together, like in unison, to kind of tell a story.
Reader's theater stuff. Is different, though.
I'm in a reader's theater, and the difference between that and a one act is, well, it's shorter than a one act, and but you can also use a script in a reader's theater, but you can't in a one act. You have to memorize it.
And what are some things that you'd mentioned the judges? What are some things that they're looking for and scoring the participants on during the events?
Well, for like a choral reading, they normally look for how people say the stuff together and if they say it together. They also look for like if you're saying your lines or if you're moving quickly through it. There's no spaces or gaps in between people saying their lines. So it means that they really know the piece that they're doing. For miming, they look for expressions and how you're using your body language for everything. I think it really depends on just what event you're in.
how well you're in your character and how you stay in the scene. And also, if you're doing moving and stuff, that it's intentional and that you're not, like, messing things up. And it just looks nice. Like, the whole thing is supposed to be kind of clean.
So there's, like, a lot of technical things when it comes to the presentation itself.
Yeah.
All right, so again, that district large group speech competition, that is the 21st?
Correct, Saturday the 21st.
What comes after districts? What's next?
Depending on how well you do, you'll move on to state, which is the next level. And then if you do really good at state, you get to go to all state, which is in Ames.
We move on by receiving a Division I rating at the district level. So if we do that, then we move on to state. It's in Cedar Rapids on Saturday, February 4th. And then if we are lucky enough to have anybody named to the All-State, we would do that on the 18th of February.
I'd say we have pretty supportive people who do speech. So even if your group doesn't make it, I think still a lot of people will go on to the next one just to watch the people who did make it.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people still go to All-State, even though a lot of people don't make it.
That was Gina Bennett, Nicole Clarahan, and Aiden Conrad joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Kyoto Speech Team and the competition they'll be hosting this Saturday. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.